November 6, 2011, Bob Sprankle here. Just a quick explanation of what Tech Club is. Starting up Tech Club tomorrow with students, a second year, and trying to get the word out of what it is because it's sort of nebulous, and trying to explain a group that has yet to establish its purpose or mission to parents is a little bit challenging because not many groups run in this manner, I think. So I just had a parent ask if I could explain a little bit more, and I've mostly done that on phone calls because it just works better. But since I'm at home and it's on the weekend, I thought I'd write a letter, and I'm going to read the letter here just to kind of explain Tech Club. I think I captured the core of it, and hopefully this will help. So I wrote to the parent. She asked, what was the purpose and what will the activities of the club be? As far as the purpose, this is yet to be decided, as it is a student-led group. By this, I mean that students ultimately make all decisions, do all the work, and choose the purpose or purposes and direction or directions for the group. Mr. I, Ms. Roach, and I will be facilitators in the group. The history of the Tech Club is this. Several years ago, I was asked to bring fourth graders to present at the MLTI conference. This is the yearly conference centered around the one-to-one laptop initiative in Maine, and is usually just for seventh and eighth graders. The students I brought were the youngest presenting at the conference. They had worked at recess time to put together their presentation about the program Scratch. They were amazing. At the end of the year, I offered them the chance to keep working together, even though they were moving on to fifth grade. Those students and others came the following year and started the Tech Club. They chose their purpose, learn more about the Gulf oil spill, make contact with a girl their age who had already raised over $300,000 to help birds with the oil spill. They did this through Skype. That's Olivia Bollier, for those that want to know, and to build a virtual museum to educate others about the oil spill. Unfortunately, the museum never came to fruition, as money that was promised from another school district working with us never came through. This year, the group is dramatically growing, thanks to having two additional adult facilitators. On Monday, seasoned students who are returning will talk to the new students about what they achieved last year. All students will generate a list of local and global needs to start identifying what they want to work on. With such a large group, it is possible that the students may identify several different projects this year. Skills that the adults will work with students on include research, writing, responsible use of social networking tools, community building, internet safety, communication skills, and support what technology tools the students choose to accomplish their goals with. I think I have a little grammar problem at the last sentence. But there it is. And again, I'll be reflecting here on the audio boo a lot about it. And it's starting up, and we have about 16 kids starting in the next couple weeks, and it's going to be very exciting to see how this goes. Grades 4 through 6. I don't believe we have any 7th graders this year that we did last year, so we'll see. That might change. So they're very excited, and this kind of connects with our TED Academies and letting students lead the discussion and the journey, and almost like Google's 20% time, I guess, you know, where this is their time to work on what they would like to, and we will support them rather than sticking to an adult plan. Though I do have certain things that I'm going to suggest that, you know, when we look at our local needs, I know that there's some things that the students may be interested in taking on around our core values and helping out the vice principal with some work that he does. But again, I will only suggest that. They will ultimately decide.